koutou and welcome to Kick Arts, Auckland's comprehensive art show brought to you every Sunday night here at Planet FM 104.6 or live stream planetaudio.org.nz. Call Richard Green Tenor, your host for the next 90 minutes. I've been away for 3 weeks enjoying the lovely summer. It's my co-host George's turn this weekend. She is away somewhere enjoying the sun up north, I think, and what a beauty it's been. What a beauty it has been. Such a lovely summer. I was on Waiheke last week when the storm hit. What storm, I say? What storm? Went swimming in the six-foot-high waves and enjoyed myself. And we got a ferry crossing back, which was almost like a ride at Disneyland. It was loads of fun. What storm? People don't know what storms are. Storm in a teacup. Perfect storm. All those sorts of things. Well, we've got a great cast of people in the show this evening from two amazing productions that are coming your way very, very soon. Yeah, they know it. Hey, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thumbs up. Richie and Katrina from Under the Mountain.
Yes.
Kia ora. Morris G.
Yes.
Kia ora. It's G people, not ghee.
Yes.
Okay? Ghee is something that Indians use to cook dinner with. G-H-E. Okay? It's a food source. Not, or keep ghee in the fridge, as they said in the... Keep ghee in the lab. It was a... No, sorry. It was a really bad, poor green joke. A Richard Green joke. And also welcome to Rose and Jag from Okareka Dance Company, who are feeling a bit wired this evening. Hey? Nice. Because you're opening Wired, a brand new production, world premiere, in about a week and a half.
That's the one.
At Kew Theatre.
It's very soon.
Very exciting. And is this the first time that Under the Mountain's been adapted as a stage play?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is a premiere as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first on Kick Arts. Well, it's been in the Herald and stuff. They're not as good as us. There comes a defamation suit coming our way. So where do we start? Under the Mountain or Wired or with Wired? Under the Mountain, Rose is going, just let me settle.
Yeah, you've got Paper, Scissors, Rocket.
Paper, Scissors, Rock?
Yeah.
Okay. So Under the Mountain, classic New Zealand story. Were you both aware of it before you got involved with the production? Katrina?
I wasn't. I actually hadn't heard of the story. I think my generation sort of slightly missed that way.
What generation is that? Because people can't see you.
Babies.
Yeah, I mean the 1996 crew.
Right.
Yeah.
Year of 96.
Born 96.
Yeah.
Good year.
Wow. Are you 96 or
96,
as well?
96, yep.
Oh, wow.
What year, Richie?
93.
Yeah. 92.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, Richard?
So you would have heard of it then?
I knew it as well. I knew the movie. So I'd seen the movie before, and I remember watching the movie and being like, oh my gosh, that's the guy from Jurassic Park, because Sam Neill was on it. Oh. And yeah, so I kind of, that's where I clicked that Sam Neill was a Kiwi.
Right.
And I made that connection that this awesome actor from Jurassic Park had actually come from New Zealand.
Wow.
Which was pretty cool.
Read the book though, recently, and terrifying. Even today. I mean, if I had read that as a kid, I think I would have been traumatised for life, really.
So give us a rundown of the plot for those people who haven't read Under the Mountain.
Oh, look, you're in for a bloody journey, aren't you? Go ahead.
Without any spoilers, but just
without
sort of
any spoilers.
General overall premise.
Okay, well, it's about two twins, red-headed twins that are...
Because you both look like red-headed twins.
Yes, that's coming. Okay. We had a hair consultation yesterday.
So oh, no.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we're going red.
Eyebrows as well.
Rose is already red.
Well, hopefully natural, for Richie.
Yeah, there was talk about my eyebrows yesterday. I was like, hang on, what about Katrina?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think my eyebrows are getting done.
Yes. Shave them off and paint them on.
Yeah, great idea, Richard. So it's about these two red-headed twins that are the chosen ones, and their red-headedness and twinness gives them the certain ability to power these stones which have come from another planet. And we are trained up by this old guy who we've named in our rehearsal our superhero granddad because he comes and he teaches us how to use these powers to save the Earth from these worms that live under the volcanoes.
Who's playing that part?
Peter Hayden.
Okay.
yeah, so a legend of stage, I think, for ATC. He's done heaps of ATC work, and he's been on TV, and yeah, he's awesome to work with.
Essentially, we save the world from from being turned to mud by giant worms. Alien worms and Wilberforces. Mm. So,
Wilberforces.
Yeah, Wilberforces.
They're from another galaxy.
Oh, wow. And they shapeshift as well, yeah, from like supermodel humans to really things. Scary. Yeah.
Supermodel humans, eh? Describe, what's a supermodel in your eyes? Anyone? Supermodel. Name a supermodel.
There's a couple to our left here.
Oh.
That was good.
And they are quite, I mean, I've watched a rehearsal of this wide production, and they are pretty super. Pretty flexible.
Jaggers has.
You guys have.
Oh, I don't know about flexible.
Maybe I beat you on the flexibility, but the superhuman,
you guys.
Oh, everyone's
sick of that, yeah.
You guys work bloody hard in this heat. I have to say that. How's that
yeah,
with the dance work? And it's very physical,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you cope?
You bring your entire wardrobe to.
Yes. T-shirt. I know. My washing. My flatmates are like shocked. Yeah. By them, like dominating the washing line, and the water is just like, yeah, you've just got to keep hydrated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Because some of the venues you're rehearsing in aren't really that air conditioned, are they?
Well, we were at West Point. We were there all last week, and we only discovered the air conditioning on Friday.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
No.
That's just, was there like that's
a,
stupid.
Like an air conditioning heat pump thing.
Yeah.
And you were dancing.
In a tin shed, yeah.
In a tin shed. Mm. Yeah, oh, West Point, and that's in by Western Springs, by Motat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is it's an old hangar, isn't it?
It is. Funny story, I did my first musical theatre gig at 11 years old, Bugsy Malone, there.
Ah.
There's a picture of me on the wall.
Wow.
It's horrific.
Did people laugh at you? Did the rest of the wide cast laugh at you?
Yeah,
it was all
did.
Supportive stuff.
I also
all supportive laughing.
Yeah,
no. Supportive laughing?
Yeah, yeah.
How does that work, Jack?
Oh.
How do you supportively laugh at somebody?
Give us a demo.
I don't know about a preview. Maybe after.
Okay.
After.
Okay, it sounds like a plan.
Like a
yeah, well done, you.
Yeah,
That was good.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
It's the sucking in of breath at the end, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys supportive of each other? I mean, you're working close together as twins, aren't you? So you have to be supportive. How do you work together? Because you're not obviously twins.
Oh, well, I don't think you could really tell that. Right. I mean, we're pretty...
We do look quite similar.
Yeah, and we actually have...
Oh, hey, poor Katrina, have you seen?
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
We're not identical, we're fraternal.
Okay.
So we can have that difference.
Yeah, so I can still look.
Different.
Well, it's a boy and a girl twin, so yeah.
It's impossible, yeah.
It has to be fraternal. But yeah, it's interesting creating that... twinness between each other?
I think it came pretty naturally. I mean, we're pretty... we ride the same wave in rehearsal, I think.
Yeah, we do.
Which wave is
we've
that?
We've been having fun.
It's a pretty fun wave.
Fun.
We play lots of games.
Yeah. We're both big kids, really.
Yeah, that's essentially...
Well, you have to be, don't you? Because the age of the characters are...
12.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you are... 12 and 96.
It's not that unbelievable when you see us in there.
Right.
It's really
just
not.
In our normal lives as well.
Yeah. Well, in the
me anyway.
Well, you guys wouldn't be 26 yet, would you?
I'm 24.
Yeah. So what they say is that adolescence lasts till 26.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So that's the thing that now. So people are stupid until they're 26, basically. Is that what adolescence is?
Or smart, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't grow up. That's a clever thing to do. Is it fun playing a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah?
It's a riot.
So what do you get to do that you don't normally get to do?
Oh, look, if you want something, you know, if you want to go and grab something, you just go do that.
Yeah.
There's no big fuck-a-ma about anything,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's no big filter or anything. You just kind of, you see it and you go.
If you think something's beautiful, you just exclaim that to the world.
And you're doing that in rehearsal?
Yeah.
You're really in touch with your inner 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I think to our director is a bit like, okay, bring it down now, bring it down. And Katrina and I are way up here and just doing our own thing.
We get a bit lost in our 12-year-old selves.
Do. What are you mod- I mean, you're pretty close to 12, so you're probably remembering what it was like to be 12, or you're modelling on any 12-year-olds. I didn't mean you were close to 12. And it sounded better in my head.
In so, maturity.
In maturity. Well, you, Richie, perhaps. But how do you, or are you tapping into somebody you know? You got younger siblings or cousins or friends, children that...
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, tell that story that you told me the other day about that kid.
Yeah, well, I've got a friend who's got three daughters, 10, 12 and 13, and so I've been speaking to them recently, and particularly speaking to the 12-year-old, you remember that, like, they're not really kids. Like, they've got they've full conversations, they can, you know...
They can make words.
So, yeah, totally. Yeah. And so you have this, you kind of think, oh, I'm playing a child, so I've got to act like a child, but there's the maturity in 12-year-olds, but then they have the wonder as well, and I think that that's where there is that little bit difference once you become an adult, you know, you kind of shut off from all of those things. So it's about trying to bring both of the wonder, but also just allowing... Not trying to play the kid, you know, but just allowing kind of...
I think naturally in my everyday life, like when I am at the extremes of kind of excited or frustrated, I kind of revert to some sort of aspect of my younger self. Like that's when I most sort of identify myself as young. So yeah. I think it's like just being really inquisitive about myself when I'm in those states and being able to go, oh, it's... these things that feel youthful, so the kind of not being judgmental of my own joy, for example, and when I'm in that place I'm like, oh yeah, I feel really youthful.
Because as adults we judge ourselves based on
everything.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Are they looking at me funny, am I doing something silly, those sorts of things. Do you agree with that?
Yeah,
100%. Now, again, watching you in a rehearsal, how do you then, as dancers, because I saw you were given a task to do and you just had to come up and create a movement. And how do you do that without being self-conscious? Because some of the movements...
You don't?
No. So how does that... Where does that come from? Is it a learned behaviour or is it something you work at? Is it just part of being a dancer and you just accept that is? What?
I think, for myself, I'm incredibly... judgmental of the decisions I make in rehearsal, especially when creating. I think that's what it's the biggest barrier for me is the self-doubt or perfectionism or whatever.
They go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah. It's hard, especially when you see all these like awesome people around you doing amazing things, and when you're in a room with eight people and you all have the same tasks, it's really hard not to look at everyone else and go, fuck, I'm not doing what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, for me that's one of the biggest challenges in the process is trying not to doubt myself too much or trying to push through those sorts of barriers. Yeah, but the self-awareness is, yeah.
Yeah, when everyone's trying to be in the same show, in the same section...
Mm.
Yeah, you've really got to churn it out.
It's quite competitive.
Yeah. But then you get in these strange moods where it's like, I know I do. This is one way I create. It's just a yes mood. You just say yes to the first thing that comes to mind in each situation. Yes, move on or come back to it.
Mm.
So you get a simple structure, like a few moves, go back and work on it.
And everyone, I got it that joke.
Everyone's super cool. Yeah. So you just, hey, bro, do you want to come look at this? And Rose, what do you think of this move? Nah, it's shit, Jack. What are you doing?
I'll get back in the rehearsal room.
Yeah, we're working with this. Yeah, we're working with this really intense structure, which is this giant cube. And so seeing how other people interact, I definitely think there's like, maybe it's just between the boys, I don't know, but I definitely feel like I'm part of that. Like, a little bit competitive, like who can come with the best like swing around the cube or something.
That has to be there.
I feel like Jag always wants that though. He's very acrobatic.
Right. I feel like I'm 12. Like I should be in your show. You just get to swing on the monkey bars. It's really fun. Yeah.
It's the show's on different levels, isn't it? With that cube, you've got groundwork and bar work and
It's really good having with Aaron. He's one of our performers. He comes from a circus background. So he brings all this knowledge of actually how to grip, how to build up your forearm strength as well to be able to hang. It's just
so. What's the secret?
Insightful.
Cheers. Here's Aaron's secret for forearms.
Aaron took over our Instagram on the weekend.
Did he?
He did, yeah. Okereka Dance Company Instagram.
Did he show the...
He does a lot of exercises. Mm. I'm not going to lie. He's dedicated to the art of fitness for bar work. You know, like his wrist rotations and like, yeah.
So Okereka Instagram, go and have a look at it and check out Aaron.
Aaron, yeah. And we're all going to be taking over the... We're doing the whole social media.
Nice.
Situation.
Wow. Awesome.
That's cool.
We are moving into 2018.
We had someone come in and give us the Snapchat username and password for ATC. And I was like, this is going to be fun.
it's a serious question. Are you told with ATC, which has a strong reputation, with media and stuff, are you restricted in your social media? Are there certain things you can do and can't do? Do you know? Or are you able just to post on Facebook and...
Oh.
We've had some talks about it. But I think it's really be sensible and, you know...
I think we all go with the social media front. Yeah. I think we haven't really let that cat out of the bag yet, but once it's out, you know, I think it's going to be all the fun times in rehearsal are just going to go up there.
And it being a family show as well, so we're really trying to get younger audiences involved as well. So I know that there's going to be some younger... members of the public coming into our rehearsals and doing Snapchats and doing posts about our rehearsal process while we're rehearsing, which I think is really exciting and interesting and a cool way to bring in younger audiences
terrify them.
Yeah, to terrify them.
absolutely terrify them.
Absolutely scare them.
No, it'll be so much fun.
It's a very uplifting play by the end of it.
Yeah. No spoilers here. Lots of uplifting in your work as well, eh?
Physically.
Yep. Literally.
Yeah. So you say Aaron's fit. He's a fitness guy. How do you keep fit for this?
That was
one of those supportive yet not laughs.
What was
wasn't
that?
It?
Yeah. For dance in general or for this particular show?
Well, while you're doing a show. So at the moment you're doing Okereka's Wired.
Yeah.
And so you'll rehearse and you do classes before you do rehearsal.
Do
a 40-minute class
every day. We're doing a lot of yoga.
Day.
A lot.
We're doing a lot of yoga.
That's because Tane is a yoga instructor, isn't he?
That's the one,
Are you finding that helping with your limberness? Is it a word?
Always.
Limberness?
Limbrity.
I'm not
Limbrity.
Wow.
That was so
funny. Hey, mate, that's awesome.
You can have that.
Should we submit that to the Oxford Dictionary?
Limbrity.
If you say it with conviction, it sounds smart.
Say anything with conviction.
Yeah.
So back to your limbrity.
I would say that yoga... To be honest, we went away for 2 weeks over Christmas, New Year, and I had a big plan of what I was going to do. I was going to hang off doorways. I was going to run on the beach. I was going to, I did one thing. I did one thing.
Those plans.
And I said, it's going to be okay. And it's been fine.
Yeah.
It's been fine. Yeah. It was an intense week, though, coming back. Very sore in the body. But, I think Christmas is hard. Christmas is a hard time to... stay active.
Yeah, I had one of those. Yeah. One of those. I'm not going to drink.
What were you thinking?
Someone said to me, "It's summer. What are you thinking?" I'm not going to drink too much.
I stopped drinking beer. That's what I did.
It can't help, can it?
No. Well, I mean, there were talks that maybe we would be taking our clothes, there would be underwear or something like that. And I was like, right, it's just so hot, and I'm drinking so much beer because it's so hot.
Mm.
I've got to switch.
Oh, in the show, not on the beach.
No, in the show.
You have to get the context right.
On the beach, I'm fine, but on the show, the lights and the very... And Aaron's abs are right next to me. It's like, whew.
So Aaron's got a bit of a rep. I hope you're listening, Aaron, because you've been talked about.
He literally has a 12-pack. It's so intense.
12. Do you know that was possible?
I'm going to pull up a photo.
12 of them.
No, it is.
Pull up a photo of Aaron.
Dragon Ball Z?
It is Dragon Ball Z. It's like when
Super Saiyan.
Yeah. It's those Super Saiyan cartoons.
I feel pretty proud of having one ab this year, so...
Just the keg.
No, an ab, not a keg.
I'm pulling it up for you, Rich.
So going back to your fitness, I'll go to you, Jag, while she's looking up her photo of Aaron's ab.
Go to my Instagram.
Abs is 12.
There's a whole heap of ab there.
Yeah. So what do you do to keep fit? And has it been tough for you over the summer?
I'm a bit of a psychopath. Like, I love running and keeping fit like that. So that's pretty, yeah. No, it's been pretty straightforward, really. And the team's really good. Like, after we have a 45-minute warm-up every morning.
Jeez.
No, it's usually an hour and a half, but we're...
Cutting it back.
Yeah, cutting it back to spend more time on the show, so... Yeah.
You're missing out on the ab photo, you know that, eh?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Still not I put it up. Still I go to sleep looking
still
at it.
Still hunting.
I go to sleep looking at
my goals. Look at it before a run, so I run extra hard.
Yours, surprisingly, being a 12-year-old is exhausting.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you guys must have to keep fit, because you'll be doing a lot of physical stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Richie's just seen the ab photo. Wait, I think we're going to have to, with Aaron's permission, we'll have to post this on our Facebook page.
Everyone's going to be wondering what
does he look like? And it'll be worth, is it worth, Rose, for them people to go and see the show just for his abs, do you think?
I mean, apparently we had a video go viral that Litty kind of, he kind of took the initiative, social media-wise, made a promo of it.
I saw that.
And apparently it's gone viral.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. Yeah.
My mum saw that.
Did you see me not be able to say anything?
Yeah.
I got quite a lot of
I thought you looked familiar.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. It was a terrible angle, first of all. Second of all, I had nothing to say. And that's why I'm here.
Right. Did they
redeem myself?
Well, you're doing well so far.
Thank you.
Yes. So can you check in with Aaron as to whether we can show his ad photo on our Facebook page?
It's also on the Instagram, isn't it?
It's everywhere.
So it's already up.
So get on that.
I can't wait
till
we make another. Yeah, if we make another video, I'm going to be. I'm excited for that other one to like fall into the depths of the internet.
Nice.
And like the new one.
It was quite amusing though. It got me interested. I started watching to say, will Rose ever say anything?
Will she
redeem herself?
Yeah.
This is going to become a hashtag or something.
Yeah.
Will Rose talk?
Will Rose ever have
or Rose hashtag Rose Redemption?
Yeah, Rose Redemption.
That's good.
So. Going back to your fit, are you doing anything to keep fit? I mean, do you find you're rehearsing probably, 6-8 hours a day?
Something like that.
So what do you do to keep yourself focused and fit and healthy and awake?
We had a funny little conversation on The Rock the other day, didn't we?
We did have a funny little conversation on The Rock.
On The Rock?
There's some set pieces.
We have the most, it's the most amazing set designed by Rachel Walker. She's been around and done lots of amazing stuff, but yeah, because we've got to have Rangi Toto and Mount Eden and portray all of that in our story, so it's a huge, when I first read the script I was like, oh my goodness, how are they going to stage this? It almost reads like a movie. So yeah, we have this amazing set and we have all these cool boxes and ladders and things we can climb up and jump off, and
it's like a playground.
And do they let you just play?
Yeah.
So that's the whole idea, is you just play.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great.
But do you know what I really like? Is how Richie keeps managing to deflect the question, what do you do for your fitness?
Don't worry, Gina, I'm coming back to the question. I'm like John Campbell interviewing Helen Clark over GE. I'm not going to let it go.
So I actually just came from the gym.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
So you go to the gym?
Yeah. So, but to be honest, since rehearsal started... last week we just did 3 days, and get out. Last week we just did 3 days, and I was exhausted by the end of Saturday, and we only had half days, and it was just being back on the floor and getting back into that actual emotional fitness of being so concentrated in a rehearsal room. And at the end of this week, again, I was shattered. Yeah.
So what do you all do to relax? You've got intense schedules. It's hot. Yeah. Damn hot over the summer. You're in rehearsal rooms most of the day when most people are at the beach sipping beer in their underwear.
Mm. Jack wanted to go to laser tag after work.
That's what
Friday.
I do to relax. I go shoot little kids.
Okay.
I love laser tag.
With the lasers, guys. Yeah.
With that. Ooh, you hit it here first on Kick-Ass. Jag arrested for shooting children. I was just trying to relax, said the headline. Yeah, I can see it now.
There it is.
Okareka's Instagram thing. Hashtag Jag arrested.
I did think that was quite extreme to go and like do laser tag post 8 hours of climbing on a cube.
Yeah. Is it, but that's how you unwind.
It didn't happen because it was too expensive.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
When the ducks align, it's a good time. The beach is good. Mm. Really just...
Anything. And running.
Running.
Do you actually run, Jay?
I do. I love it.
I do too, actually.
Yeah. Do you like running?
It's a good time, isn't it? It's a little jog around the base, you know?
Is it a good time? It is. Or is it awful?
It's awful.
Running is awful.
I used to love running, and then my knees didn't anymore. So, yes, be careful.
Yeah, it's bad for your knees.
Yeah,
don't run. That's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Longevity of my knees.
Yeah, you go with that, Richie.
It's like a hip replacement. You're asking for a hip replacement.
Yeah, no, I'm into that barefoot running at the moment. I just threw my shoes out.
Do you have those
Have you got
shoes?
Those toe shoes?
Yeah.
I thought about them and then I'm like,
I knew you'd think about those, Jack. You're right.
I could see you in toe shoes. Yeah.
Can I just say I saw someone with toe shoes? They came on a tramp around Waiheke Island.
Which
did
I think you would have toe shoes? I feel like you would be too positive.
I was interested in them, but actually, you know what? Nah.
Toe shoes in his I'd rather llama.
Have. If I had toe shoes, I'd rather have bare feet. Really?
It's true. But
absolutely. We're getting away. Pringles, we're getting away. Yeah. Now, what I'm going to do now is we're going to take a little break, so you guys, because you guys talk quite a bit, and play some music. Now, I'm going to get you. I'm going to do. I don't normally do this, but Song of Summer. Who's the first one? What's the song that means the summer? For you, that is the definition of summer for you. Anyone?
660, Don't Forget Your Roots.
Ooh.
It's for me a big Scissor. Summer song.
Okay, we've got the first pick here.
I've got one.
Don't Forget Your Roots. I'm going to go with the first one I got because it's like an auction.
Nice. Wow. Taking it back a couple of years.
While I'm finding this, I'd like you to tell us what you do to relax, Richie, apart from go to the gym. What do you do to relax after rehearsal?
At the moment, I'm mostly going home to read lines and try and learn my lines for the next day. Pretty much that. I'm kind of in this world of living the play, and I can't really focus on much else at the moment. So, yeah, I go home and read my lines, have dinner, try and connect with my flatmates or someone at home and chill out. Yeah. That's about. What about you, Katrina?
Oh, that was my question.
Yeah, I just saw you were busy with 660, so
yeah.
I was just having you out, Richard.
Yeah, they're just hanging out in the green room.
Ready to go.
Well, my brother has an amazing green finger at the moment with the garden, and the corner's about shoulder height. And so we like to water the garden together and sing to the plants.
Nice.
So that's my... And pick some spinach for dinner. That's really... I'm really living the dream.
Gardening is
an impressive
so relaxing,
garden.
Yeah. I've been starting to read as well.
Oh.
You know?
Just
not
now?
My script. Yeah, actually, just I've never really been much of a reader, but it's just really come to me all of a sudden.
What? Do you know what brought that on?
No. I think my like envy for people who were like, oh yeah, I'm on holiday, I love books, and I'm like, well, I'm not on holiday, but maybe I can try through getting into some books or something.
What would be a good summer read? What are you reading at the moment?
Oh, well, it's all to do with my work, isn't it? But The Creative Habit.
Okay.
By Twyla Tharp. Yeah, that's a really good read. And The Choreographer's Handbook. Quite into that at the moment. Yeah, it's all work related, really, isn't it? What do I do to relax? I don't know. Who relaxes nowadays? Come on.
Yeah, the millennial generation don't. There's so much on offer.
We're all on the grind.
Yeah, well,
everyone's going at 100 miles an hour. You've got to stop.
Yeah, and especially like when you get cool as opportunities, like we all have here. That you know, you just want to. Like I personally just want to make the most of it and enjoy it as much as possible. Because you know, in this career as well, you don't know. Sometimes you don't know what the next job is going to be or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you have one, you're like, yeah, you know, making the most of it.
It's a good analogy for life, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Rose, you haven't said how you relax.
I relax after rehearsals. I go and hang out with my godson and have a drink with Sarah, who's the choreographer. So we have a drink, we debrief, and then I make dinner. So I like cooking, so I do that.
Cooking. It's
yep.
Cool. What do they call it? Active relaxation.
Mm.
That, don't they?
Mm.
Don't Forget Your Roots. 660.
Oh, you got it.
A request from Richie. Why does the song feel like summer for you? Any special memory attached to it?
Yeah,
or?
back when I used to live in Palmerston North. When I got out, that was a big song for my graduation year, and so yeah, I remember all partying it up at the end of high school, and this being like awesome summer tune.
I see a film. There was Escape from New York, Escape from LA. Maybe there should be a film, Escape from Palmerston North.
Maybe we could write it. Didn't you Escape from Palmerston
North? I did. Absolutely, a long time ago. Okay, don't forget your route 660, and we'll be back with some more chat with this amazing group of people here at Kick Arts on Planet FM. Just lip syncing. That was good. You did that really well.
Thank
and with
you.
With passion. That was good. Are you a singer?
Oh gosh. Oh, you're playing it again.
Oh no, I'm not. I forgot to
Katrina's speak. A great singer.
Are you?
Oh, Richie.
So tell us what you're singing all about. What I mean is, are you in a band? Do you do musical theatre? Do you sing in the shower? What's the
No, none of those. I sing in the shower, yeah. I'm just really
I always drown when I do that.
I just sort of grace the ears of anybody within a 10-metre sort of distance from me.
How about now?
Would you give us a song?
Knock
out a few lines from
It's like my voice just shrunk right down to my big toe when you said that. So sorry.
Yeah. Have you done musicals?
Well, I played Dorothy back in the old high school days.
That's a musical,
that's a musical.
Eh?
That's a musical,
that's
yeah.
The Wizard of Oz,
that's
eh?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. Hey, Judy Garland, you are. Mm. Hey, so let's hear a little bit of that, shall we? Just step a bit back from the mic and give us a couple of lines.
Oh, come on. That's a good, 4 years ago.
All right. 4 years. Okay. And you, Richie? Singer?
Guitarist. I play guitar. I can hold a tune, but I don't back myself as a fabulous singer.
Right.
Yeah, but we do have to sing a little something, a waiata, in this play. And yeah, so we'll be putting that together.
Yeah, but not every kid is a perfect pitch singer, eh?
No.
So just singing it as a 12-year-old. I've been to school choirs. I know what they're like. See the look in my eyes. Yeah. Do you sing, Rose?
Not publicly, no. Although, over the summer holidays, we came up with a game which was called Sing Your Best, which was where you just sang and then people could tell you once and for all if you had wanted to be a singer.
And what was the verdict?
Everyone was very polite. I was thinking people would be a bit more hardcore about it, but yeah, it was quite funny because as soon as someone asks you to actually sing your best in a social situation, it's quite intense.
Mm.
Yeah,
especially on New Year's Eve, everyone's crowded around. It was intense. Do you sing, Jag?
Like not even a little bit.
Come
not
on,
not one.
I'm pretty sure that you would have.
You've
sung
got to sing
some stage.
Voice.
I think I heard you guys cross the hall over at the New Zealand Dance School, didn't I? Sing a few.
Yeah, I led the haka.
Couple of
that's
did
not really
you?
Singing.
Mm.
Not really.
Jaguar.
So you're at the New Zealand Dance School.
That's the one.
Yeah. And were you at New Zealand Dance School?
I was at I wish. Yeah, I do really wish that. I was at Te Whakaari though, just sort of staring through the window, drooling at all the dancers. Yeah.
So why didn't you do dance?
Roll my ankle.
Okay.
It's really
does that put your career? Does that put your career out? I don't know. Forever.
I was applying for UniTech and then I rolled my ankle and my drama teacher.
To dance. At
yeah.
UniTech. Oh, that'd be awesome.
And then
that's where I went. That's why it's awesome.
And then my drama teacher sent me on a plane to Te Whakaari and I accidentally got in and then now I'm acting. So.
God, that sounds like almost a sad story.
Yeah, it does.
But I always someone needs to get out the little violin, don't they?
Yeah.
Start playing a little tune. But I think I would actually really love to train and dance again sometime. You know, I'm really thinking about it.
You should do it.
And I'm trying to, I'm looking on the Wellesley page and there's no classes for all of January. It's been really sad.
The Wellesley
you could
page.
come do class with us.
There's a Wellesley studio. Mm.
What time do you start?
Do you want to? Yeah, do you start, what time do you start tomorrow? We've got class at 10 right here.
Oh, I start at 10.
Start at 10.
Oh, wow. Well, the rest of the week we start at 9.
I would you know what?
Do you want to?
Yes.
Okay. We'll swap some deets.
You guys can talk about this afterwards.
Yeah.
I love about Kick Arts is people make connections, you know, it works really well. So,
yeah.
Wellesley Studios, they are based in town and they, there's quite often dance classes over there of all different varieties, some contact improv, some contemporary, some freedom dancing, you know, it's all a good time for all different, what do you call it, experiences, experienced what levels? All different levels. Yeah.
Got it.
Everyone should go down there and do a class. It's great fun.
Cool.
They're really nice studios.
Amazing.
Very
nice.
Good air conditioning.
So you can
very
just casually well. Drop in and just drop in. There's a drop in dance class.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't actually have to be part of anything.
You should probably check the website first.
Check the website and you should probably, take $10. But other than that. Yeah.
Well, I might try that
$10.
Out myself just for the experience.
That's reasonable.
Except I dropped a barbell on my foot today, so I'm not going to be doing any dancing for about a week. I can tell tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up feeling a bit sore. Richard. I was going to ask you about dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Dancing.
These guys can say, we've asked about singing. Do you dance?
We've
got three dancers and Richie.
I when I was from the ages of exactly ages of like 2 to maybe 9, 10, I was obsessed with Michael Flatley. So I did do tap dancing as a kid because I was obsessed with Michael Flatley. But I used to put on, I used to go to my grandparents' place and put on Lord of the Dance and move all of the couches and stuff, and my nanny would get all of her friends to come in, and I would be Michael Flatley, and I'd dance around the living room as Michael Flatley to Riverdance. So,
so did you know from an early age you wanted to be a performer?
I just fell into it, I think.
Accidentally.
If our director Sarah Brody is listening to this, I think she needs to seriously consider putting that segment in the show.
That'd be really interesting, because it's of the era. Isn't it?
We're modernising it in the good old present day.
I mean, our cousin Ricky has a iPhone X.
Yeah.
Oh. In the show.
Yeah, an iPhone X.
In the show.
That's really modern.
A spoiled cousin. Hey, he's like that's 18 or something.
Oh, my God. Sorry, it's my dad.
Slam.
Dad, we're on the radio.
Sorry.
Wants a shout.
No, silent. Yeah.
Is he calling for a shout out?
Hey, Rose, there's someone on the radio that sounds like you. So, an iPhone X, that's not like he was dating telephones or anything like that.
That's a bad one.
I think that's what the latest, and greatest technology thing that's out, isn't it?
I don't know. He's the most spoiled 18-year-old in Takapuna, I think. This character.
He's got his own boat.
Yeah, he's got a boat.
He's got his own car. He's got an iPhone X.
Got kayaks.
Is this the character?
This is
the
nothing.
Yeah,
he's got parents. He lives in Takapuna. Yeah. His parents just pay for it.
The actor, Kimmel, would be stoked if that was his life.
So you're wired about technology, isn't it? In some sense. Do I get the feeling there's some technological influence into the theme of it?
Originally, that was part of the theme.
Yeah, Oh, Jack? Yeah. It's kind of about how we're losing the connection of face-to-face and replacing it with interfacing through these screens and breaking the wire, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, breaking the wire so that we have more face-to-face connections?
Wouldn't that be cool?
It's abstract. It's about human relationships and... I guess we're addressing that in this day, and also how it is possible for us to connect, and how we could in the future or have in the past.
The wire enhances the connection.
Who knows? No, we do not.
You have to come to the show.
Plug. No. Originally, it was called Number 8 Wire. And so it's kind of shifted through a whole bunch of things to become quite an organic kind of process of essentially these eight people being in a room for 8 weeks and who we are and how we move together and what it means to be together. And, yeah.
It's very much a collaborative process then.
Very collaborative.
The show would change a lot if you change out even one person or another,
And so the original Number 8 Wire, through your interactions, it's changed, the whole idea's changed?
I auditioned in 2014 for the original project. Long time ago. And I think myself and Claire and Lee, we were the ones, maybe Aaron... he was in the first development, but new people have come through. I mean, a lot changed, you know, things change every month in dance. Yeah, I know. People move overseas and suddenly Georgie's in Finland and someone's got a contract with this company and that company.
Not the New Zealand Ballet, though, eh?
Scandal of the century.
Oh, yeah. Are you allowed to talk about that? Do you have a view on that?
I'm not that much in touch with the ballet.
What?
Guys, we're a little bit...
Okay, so
Jack, I feel like you know what's
going
on.
So for our listeners, I'll do a bit of a background listeners. So the Prime Minister, Jacinda, God bless, has asked for an inquiry into the fact that the Royal New Zealand Ballet Company who has an overseas artistic director, has hired, contracted no New Zealand dancers for the next season.
Mm.
And, oh, one.
There's one.
There's one. Out of...
It's me.
I'm not going to be in Wired.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, this is my... that's my notice, period. And a lot of overseas dancers, mm-hmm. and isn't renewing contracts, and the fact it's the New Zealand Royal Ballet Company, mm. who get a significant amount of funding through CNZ mm. and sponsorship,
mm.
that it's actually, if it's going to be a New Zealand dance company, that we have the talent yeah. here to mm. have an artistic director who's New Zealand based and understands how New Zealand works.
I feel like there have been a number of issues going mm. on within mm. that institution for a number of years, and maybe this is just... Finally, we have someone who's listening.
The pimple has popped.
Yeah, the pimple has popped, and yeah. someone, we've finally got a leader who will
actually.
Yeah. Or an arts minister who's kind of going, oh.
Because Maggie Barry was such a good arts minister, wasn't she?
She had a garden show.
She did. So that makes her qualified to be an arts minister. Yes, we had dear Maggie on the show a couple of two elections ago, and yeah. So, Jay, do you have an opinion on the ballet?
Yeah. I don't know too much about it, so I don't want
it's quite,
to comment.
It's yeah. quite... I feel like it...
Do you think New Zealand Dancers has the talent within the country to,
well,
to run an organisation?
You're at the New Zealand School of Dance. That's where yeah. all the ballet dancers come from, right? From School of Dance.
Yeah,
so.
But they've only contracted one out of there this year.
Yeah. He was actually from my year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he... I can't remember what he did this year. He went somewhere else, and now he's come back to the company.
But isn't there the Todd Scholarship?
Mm. There is.
So someone from each year gets a scholarship to perform with the
ballet. So
and do they just not pick anyone this year?
They chose someone from my year for that.
So he was the Todd
yes,
Scholar?
Yes, so it didn't actually go to
so he didn't
someone
actually
from
get
the School of Dance this year.
So, right, so he didn't actually get a contract, he got a scholarship.
Oh,
same, but different, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the Todd Scholar is
awful. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting, I guess.
It is.
I mean, if you look at companies over in different parts of the world, they're filled with people from everywhere else.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that there are many companies who are exclusively. Yeah.
But it should contain some New Zealanders in, do you think?
That would be probably
the New Zealand
quite nice.
Royal Ballet Company?
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
There's some amazing.
But it may be, as you say, there may be endemic issues there that need to be sorted out. So.
I think there are probably endemic issues.
Mm. It's not a lack of talent.
No.
Yeah.
So you think New Zealand dance is in a healthy space right now? Not just ballet. I think New Zealand dance. Look at Okareka, look at Black Grace, look at...
Atameda.
I was trying to think. I said Black Grace, I meant to say Atameda.
Foster Group.
Yeah.
Foster Group.
Is it like
that's
a hip-hop
representing?
Yeah. Foster Group, that's Sarah inside. Who's...
can you describe the action you just did?
It was like a peacock kind of presenting itself.
Yeah,
saying.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, in the photo, not only are we going to put a photo of Aaron's abs on our Facebook page, but also we're going to put a photo, when we have our group photo, you need to do that.
Okay.
Rose is going to do the action
she
did.
Like a generic kind of...
Hip-hoppy...
Yeah,
spray painting,
like a
skateboarding
cool
thing
to do.
Wow, well, the way that you did it, it felt quite, yeah, like a wow.
It's quite sharp.
it's quite sharp.
I just feel
very passionate about Foster Group. I just
super contemporary the way you did that.
Thanks.
Sort of like flowed.
As opposed to old fashioned.
Like
so contemporary dance.
Gangster, yeah.
Contemporary dance
there you
is
go.
Absolutely
of the moment.
Is it though? Is it?
Yeah.
I've had dancers in here who said it's that contemporary dances. There's a new term for dance, which is even more contemporary than contemporary dance.
What's that?
But contemporary dance, contemporary means contemporary.
So let's just use that.
Yeah.
Postmodernist. The thing that people maybe consider contemporary dance is perhaps not contemporary dance, it's modern dance. You know,
right. So what's the difference between contemporary and modern?
Well, contemporary is, it's always changing. It's always of the now, so...
Whereas modern is 1, 2, 3, kick, 1, 2, 3, step.
Well, it's more like contract.
It's got more set moves? Because watching you guys in a space for a day, I saw lots of creating going on and trying new things and rolling over each other and picking up feet and throwing people. And there was no one was going, right, I want you all to, come on, everybody over here, and 1, 2, 3, 4.
There was a bit of that this week.
Did you like that?
Oh, counts. Whips have to be cracked.
Yeah, definitely whips have cracked this week in terms of counts. So
right.
There's definitely a bit of that.
Is that to do with the music?
Yep, totally. totally.
So, and the music's, we've got a composer.
Ed Mulholland,
who has worked with Okarika before.
He has. He did Noho e Whā with them back in the day.
That was my favourite.
Yeah, he just makes music for dance all the time, but he's just brilliant. He works a lot with Malia and
Could Sarah. You name a Ed Mulholland song that you like?
He has a whole album. I don't even know if it is on Spotify, but it's music for dance. And there's one which is called Crash Test Dummies, which is I love. Or fire out, what's it called? There's amazing, like the false waltz ones, or his he has his own stuff. What is the name of that song?
The real famous Body Fight Time.
Yeah, Body Fight Time. Brilliant.
Yeah. Body Fight Time.
Yep. Is it on there?
Don't know, we'll have to find out.
Kiwi classic.
So where are you, you trained at Unitec?
Unitec, yeah.
New Zealand School of Dance, Unitec Toi Whakaari.
Mm.
Did you all have good experiences there? Did you enjoy training?
I loved it.
Yeah? Loved it.
Well, you were looking through the window at the dancers, though. So, yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, I had a really fruitful time.
Three-year degree.
It was hard, eh? I've never sweated so much my whole life. Even when I'm just sitting there, you know, on my lunch break, just sweating so hard.
In Wellington.
Yes.
That's unusual, eh? In Wellington.
I was ill, I don't know.
Yeah. 3 years. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I feel really grateful for that kind of experience.
So you said that your drama teacher sent you down on a...
On a plane. Yeah.
To audition.
Yeah.
So at school, were you were determined to have a performing arts career?
As a dancer, yeah.
Okay, as a dancer.
Yeah, I used to I directed this really cool show called Red, and it was like a dance show. You know, it's really cool. But this year,
where did you do dance before?
Oh, just Nowhere Flash, just your local, you know. I used to dance with Northern Performing Arts and just stuff like that. But I was really into it. Mm. Yeah. But I made a show this year called Rib at school, at Toi Whakaari. Mm. But it was like dance. I mean, I don't know if I'm using the right term, but like dance theatre.
Physical theatre.
Yeah. I worked with Tallulah Holly Massey on
that. Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
And we made something really spectacular, I think, that was like sort of melding the two worlds together. So that's...
Are you going to do rushes this year?
I'm not, only because...
Of this, yes.
What? Rushes?
Rushes, that's Malia Johnson's Movement of the Human.
Yep.
They did it last year in the Auckland Arts Festival. I was in it. Eden was in it.
It was insane. Ed Mulholland just blew that joint. But
well, I can't find that song that you... But I found one called Lego Ships. Do you know that one?
I don't personally know that one. Does it have I Will Echo? Echo? I love that one.
Oh, yeah. We'll play I Will Echo then for
that's
you.
That's a good one.
Okay, so that's your pick.
Katie Burden uses it in a dance phrase. She's a lecturer at Unitec.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's a shout-out, is it?
This is a shout-out to Katie Burden, Eden Mulholland, and Unitec.
And your dad.
Dad, who I'm going to text now.
Without you, I hear my friends are calling. snow, the sky ain't falling. So we gotta get out of this house. You know we feel so lonely without you, without you. I hear my friends are calling. So we gotta get out of this house. I don't know how we'd live without you, without you.
Too busy talking. That was I Will Echo from Ed Mulholland. And so he's composing the music for your show,
mm-hmm.
which is Wired, opening at the Q Theatre Rangatira Room on the 24th of January, running through to the 29th. Show at 4 o'clock on Sunday is your final show.
28th.
Indeed.
28th. That's right, because 29th is anniversary weekend.
Yeah.
Day, Monday, Auckland anniversary day. Great. And tickets are available. Starts at 7:30. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done my research.
Yes.
Okay.
4 o'clock on the Sunday.
Mm.
So if you're feeling a bit old and tired, Richie, you can always go and see the 4 o'clock show and still be tucked up in bed by 7:30.
Great. Sounds like me.
Mm. And the show's about an hour, 90
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, we did a run on Friday. It was about 58 minutes, but there's a bit of trimming and a little bit of eking out, so who knows, it might even get to 62.
Trimming?
Well, you know.
If you're trimming, aren't you?
We're trimming and we're also going to put some... We're
also eking out.
And eking out. There's a bit
okay.
of, you know,
okay.
to happen.
Trimming
so.
And eking.
Yeah.
Right. Do you do a lot of trimming and eking in dance?
So much trimming and eking.
No idea. Yeah. Does Aaron... sorry. So, Richard, your career started when? Were you at school? You said you're 9-year-old, no, 2 and 9, you did tap dancing. Michael Flattery.
Flattery.
So, did you have trouble after a while with movement in your upper body? Because you didn't move it as much.
What's this supposed to mean?
Well, I'm just saying that Lord of the Dance, they never move their upper body. It's just their legs go crazy, their upper bodies go, ooh, and they smile.
I was doing American tap. Though, and that's a lot more expressive, I think, with the... But, yeah, where are we going with this, Richard?
Just asking. I have no idea, you're the guest. After that, how did you get into it? So you went to acting rather than dancing, because you could have been a dancer as well, like Katrina.
Like everyone else here. No, I had an uncle who and he's an opera singer. And growing up, it was really cool to have this uncle who was on stage. You know, that was his job, which was quite cool. And he had me audition when I was 11 for a musical called The King and I through the Napier Operatic Society. And I got one of the lead kid roles on that. And
wasn't Louis.
No, it was Prince Chilla of Hong Kong, which I feel a bit...
Yeah, now. It's a bit blackface now, though,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's a bit, yeah.
Yul Brynner in the movie, played the in the original movie, played the part. He wasn't from Thailand.
Yeah, nor am I.
No,
so that was interesting. And then, but that's where my passion started, and from then on, I was pretty much in a musical every year with different musical companies in that kind of Hawke's Bay area, and then got into drama at high school. I kind of moved high schools to one that had a good drama program as well, to Palmerston North. And yeah, I don't know, this was what I was going to chase.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So, and you have?
Yeah, and then I got accepted into Unitech and I made the big move to Auckland in 2012. and moved away from all my family, moved up here with a few mates and did my 3 years there and have come out and, yeah.
And worked.
And, yeah.
And now you've got the lead in an ATC production.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Pretty cool, all right.
Yeah.
And getting to work with Katrina is awesome as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah.
Well, Katrina's come straight out of drama school into this role. I had to wait 3 years.
That's pretty incredible. So
it's pretty incredible, Katrina.
How did you land it? Was it just, you just did a smashed audition? You just.
I think I just wowed Sarah right off her feet. Just right when I walked in there. No, I think, look, I'm really a 12-year-old at heart. It's a bit of a no-brainer. But, yeah. And I also, because I just came off of doing Court Antarctica with Redley. So I've kind of have been in Auckland for a bit.
That was an internship for your... Was it?
Yeah, it started off as an internship and then I ended up doing the whole shebang, which actually tours later this year again.
Are you going to be doing that gig?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love that company. Love that show. Yeah. So I think that's going up again in September. I'm going to tour the country, which will be awesome.
Nice coming out of drama school having work, eh? Yeah.
And also my classmate Joe is also, he's also scored one of the Swedish twin roles as well.
The Swedish twin roles.
Yeah, so there's some Swedish twins.
Are they able to bring the worms out as well? Or kill the worms or whatever?
Look, that can't be disclosed. But they are the sweethearts of the story. The real, the true sweethearts, aren't they?
They are, they really are. They're hilarious as well.
Yeah.
One of the cool things about the script.
Do they do really good Swedish accents?
They're working on it and they're getting really good. They're getting really good. No, they are though. They're getting really good at it.
Shout out to who they are. Name the actors, Katrina.
Joe Witowski and Simon Mead.
Yeah. And what's really cool about the script, if you know the TV show or the movie or the book, is Pip Hall, who's adapted the script, has eked out those characters.
Eked out.
Has here we go.
Has anyone been trimmed?
No, we don't want to trim their characters.
Oh, what about yours?
Yeah,
you do some trimming.
Just kidding,
Katrina. I've just been thinking about your hair.
Yeah, it might be
going
trimming.
Red. Are they going to dye it blonde?
Look,
you've got really nice hair.
I have had my natural fight with this. Elizabeth Whiting is our
she's
percent. Isn't she just the best?
Just the best.
I don't think there's better. I mean, I'm yet to be proven. You know. Anyway, yeah. Look, we've had our little tuffle with us hair kerfuffle.
Are they going to bleach and then go red?
We had our little hair consultant thing. And he was amazing. Mm. And they're not going to bleach me. Well,
they're going to bleach me to match.
They're
going to
bleach him. Yeah, they're going to bleach him. Apparently, they can actually put copper right this
through.
Copper
do you know
red.
What you should do? Mm. Henna.
Well, look, you can't dye over henna. So if I ever want to get an acting job, an amazing gig on television, per se, or a feature film
good
role,
point.
I'm going to have to do that as a redhead because, look, that henna just does not come out. Yeah.
Could you just dye it? Fades, you can't dye over it.
You can't dye over it. I think you might be able to dye over it with
what's in it?
Henna. It's all natural.
Henna is in it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't
we
really
could
know.
Solve this after the show. We could talk about art stuff.
Yes.
So,
yeah, it is arty though.
Well, it's interesting to know what you're doing because, I mean, so Richie is being dyed to match you as opposed to you having to be red. So you're going, you can copper highlights or something.
No. Oh, sorry, you go.
Yeah.
So,
one of you go.
My hair is a shade darker than what Katrina's is, and her hair sits on a... It was really interesting. He brought out, like, this grid thing, and he was like, so if you sit in this area of the grid, you can easily get to these colours. And so they found a colour that was, I suppose, easier for Katrina's hair to match to that they liked. So then they bring my hair to Katrina's level so that then they can match it to that.
Because the Swedish twins, they're bright red as well.
Are they?
Oh, and, yeah. I imagine them to be blonde for some reason.
Yeah.
You said Swedish twins, I went straight to blonde.
They, and Simon
I think
has,
that's quite natural. Blonde.
Simon has blonde hair.
Yeah, one of them has blonde hair.
Joe has quite dark hair. And I think they're just going to bleach a nutty out of that. Because that has to be like a bright, bright red. But I almost had my nana about that.
I suppose it must be hard as an actor. You have to be adaptable, though, eh? You have to, if you get a role, you have to go, well, actually, if I have to be a redhead, because that's crucial to the plot.
If you want the
role.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, you know, I have to shave my head for this, or I have to grow a moustache. Is that a moustache, Richie? Is it just a shadow?
No.
Just
like,
you're going to have
sorry.
To.
It's the lighting in this room.
I'm drawing it on to make myself
well,
feel older.
Well, because you're feeling 12.
I am.
And the poster, you both look 12. And
they've done a great job on that poster.
And it looks like one of those posters from those 1950s space movies.
Mm.
Yeah.
It looks really effective.
I think it looks like Stranger Things-y-esque.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and actually the show is a bit, for me, is a bit like Stranger Things kind of realm.
For children.
Yeah.
That's for everyone.
It's for everyone. It's not just for children.
No. They're going to... The ones who will be terrified... That's the parents and the grandparents will be hiding under the seats. And the children... the children are going to feel empowered.
Yeah.
Because who's saving the world? Two 12-year-olds. What are the parents doing? Just...
Probably having a glass of wine going, thank God they've done it because I'm too tired after that work. Rose. Oh, Rose is showing social media around.
No, I'm just... I googled the poster. I wanted to see the...
Oh, great.
Actually, you've got some...
So you,
it's really good.
Great so dancers in the front.
Yeah, those are the, yeah, that's another amazing thing is a director's choice. Sarah Brody, our amazing director, has cast dancers in the Wilberforce's role. Mm.
Ah.
That's Daniel Cooper is playing Mr. Wilberforce, and he's so great. And
got Milana.
Milana. And Jesse as
goodness.
Well. Yeah, they're just like a trio of. Just magnificent
cool
beings.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of movement required for them as dancers?
Yes.
I mean,
oh,
as Wilberforces.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose if they go from supermodels to we can't say,
then. They're shapeshifters.
Oh,
yeah,
you already
right.
said that.
Oh,
did we?
Yeah, you said shapeshifters.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, well, so I'm not. Yeah, so they shapeshift as. And
right.
So that's.
And so you need
their movement and their. Yeah, yeah it's
but incredible. Also, Joe and Simon have both. Oh, actually, and Timor and Nicola. They've all proven, you know, because they all sort of play double roles there.
They all have a turn.
You might
yeah.
see a sneaky...
Sneaky switch.
Yeah.
Okay. Bit of trimming and bit of...
bit of eking.
Eking.
Trimming and eking. Rose, who brought that lovely phrase to the show this evening, trimming and eking. Did you... Were you always going to be a dancer, do you think? Always be a dancer? Do you think you... did you
no,
move the furniture
so.
At Grandma's house and do...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I did all that. Mm. I did the dancing in the mirror, dancing in the lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always, yeah, dancing, singing, all sorts, just a bit of a obnoxious child, kind of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Oh, that's really close.
Yeah.
Can't see it myself.
Oh, until my siblings came along and then I kind of quietened down because there's too
well,
many of us.
Triplets?
Yeah, triplets.
Wow.
Was that hard?
Yeah.
Was it hard having triplets all of a sudden
I don't
when you were
know.
The only child?
I was two, so
right.
Can't really remember. But I have nothing else to compare it to. So.
Do you get on well with them
now? Very well.
Are they dancers, actors, singers?
No, they're all different.
Oh, yeah.
None of them are... performers.
Oh, okay.
But all quite creative, but not performers, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, no, I was, did all that as a kid, but I don't know if I thought I was... I was never in the intense dance studio scene or competition or any of that sort of stuff.
Didn't have a ballet mum?
No, absolutely not. My mum almost, like, refused to come to my classes.
Oh, really?
You know how some parents were quite intense and were like, mum would, like, drop me at the outside.
Yeah.
And said,
I feel
are you sure you don't want to watch this?
I feel her pain.
Yeah. But
you go along to see your children's performances often when they're younger, and you watch everyone else's children as well. And it's an interesting process. Some are more talented than others. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Nothing more needs to be said.
No.
I
think I've said enough.
Yeah. But I joined a youth dance company when I was 15. And I joined with a couple of my friends, and I'd just been kind of a hobby dancer. And then it was the first contemporary dance I'd ever done. In brackets, well, in a
she just did the finger inverted commas.
Contemporary dance, whatever. It was, and they, after a year, my friends were like, okay, we're going to go do salsa now. And I was like, I found my calling.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. So I just stuck with it and I did it.
Do you like Mexican food?
I love Mexican food.
Good. So you didn't go and have Mexican food with your friends. You decided to stay and be a dancer.
No.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was horrible. No, they went and did the adult classes, Western Springs College. Adult. Oh, wow. Salsa classes.
Wow.
Which seemed like a very mature thing to do at 15 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I did that and, yes, yeah, stuck with Pointy Dog for a number of years and worked with a woman called Felicity Malloy for ages. And then I met some really awesome people in that company, and they had gone to Unitec, and I didn't really even know that School of Dance even or anything else existed. I just knew that I wanted to make work as well, so I was like, Unitec is where I am going.
So before you discovered this, what was your plan? What, did you want to be an accountant or something?
I think I thought I was going to try and get into med school, but
wow.
So my dad was quite gutted when I said I was going to dance school. Like, yeah. He tried to hide it, but he was like, to be honest, I don't think I would.
That was him calling to say, oh my God, you're on the radio again.
Yeah. Please. No, he's very supportive now, but I don't know if I would have got in. I'm probably a bit too social to be good at med school.
Well, actually, I understand from med school you have access to all sorts of social enhancers. Just going back to Richie and Katrina, something I didn't ask you, you said your dad and supportive, your mum dropped you off and kicked you out the car and said bye.
That makes it sound really bad. They were both incredibly supportive.
Do you have supportive families for a choice of being artists, performing artists?
Yeah, I think my family knew that this is what I was always going into. I think that
the clue was a Flatley dance.
Yeah, I think they knew it, Michael Flatley, that I was going to do something performing artsy. And as a kid, I always felt like that was cool for me to go and do that. So yeah, I just felt like I always was supported by my family. And then when I said I was going to drama school, they were like, "Yep,
okay,
all right,
see ya.
Yeah, have fun.
Get a job."
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, my brother is an actor at Unitec at the moment, and he's amazing. He's a born actor, that guy. So he, helps me all the time. But my mum, talking about those dance classes, she would be at the back and would be doing a routine or whatever, and she'd be like, get that leg straight up. And then she'd be like, she'd just get out of her seat, drop down into the splits and go, oh, I can do it, you can too.
Oh my gosh. And it sounds like dance
my
mums.
Mum is. But it wasn't like.
She's being supportive.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. She's kind of amazing. It's kind of like she should
be a dancer.
My mum's everything.
Oh yeah.
She's an actor, she's dance, she's everything.
She's one of those mums.
She's just amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then being at home, I'd practice. She'd just do the same thing. It's like it was kind of like a gag she'd pull, just dropping in, because I could never do them. I could never do the split. Now I can. But.
Jag's been working on the splits, haven't you, Jag?
Oh, slowly it goes.
Slowly. What goes?
Your splits.
The feeling helmets. In your legs.
Yeah. Yeah, the ability to walk afterwards. Yeah.
So you're back into dance, you went to the New Zealand School of Dance. So how did you go into dance from school? Was it from school, straight from school?
No, so I was homeschooled.
You're one of those.
I know, that's why I'm weird now.
Yeah.
No, so I actually saw my sister do it. So she's 2 years older than me. I looked at her when I was about three and I was like, cool, let's go do that. So from there, I was ballet trained the whole way. Never was able to do the splits though.
It's that homeschooling that does it.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Too much tree climbing.
So
I was ballet the whole way through. Found capoeira when I was maybe 11. Mm-hmm. Started doing that.
So capoeira, is a South American...
Yeah, Brazilian martial art.
Okay.
It's more of a game than actually trying to hit people. You're trying to get as close as you can to hit people. It's very fun. Kind of...
get as close as you can and then don't do it.
And don't, yeah.
And just go, ha ha.
Shame.
Yeah.
Made you flinch. No. So it's useful for contemporary dance now because it's, a lot of different movement patterns that are really useful now. But yeah, I found contemporary dance through Okereka Dance Company. They host some summer schools.
Which is one's running at the moment.
One's running at the moment. Oh. They've got a showing at 2 and 6 p.m. on the next Friday. It's free to the public, so come along if you're...
Where's that?
That's Unitech Studios.
Okay, so Unitech Studios, Okarika's summer school performance, 2 and 6, on Friday.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was sort of the first time that I realised, oh, I can actually do this as a job. Like, that's a thing that can be done. So, cool. So I invested everything into it after that. So I found that at about 16, 15.
If you weren't a dancer, what would you be?
I was going to be a soldier.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I can so see that.
You can carry a knife.
It's the cut.
Yeah.
He carries a knife.
It's a multi-tool. Yeah.
I carry one of those too. And yeah. I never wanted to be. No.
Yeah.
A soldier.
I can see you as a soldier. I've got a mate I did theatre with in the States many years ago, and he had left the Marine Corps.
Yeah,
and cool. He looked pretty much like you.
Oh, there you go.
It's a marine haircut, yeah. Right there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. No, I think when I'm done with dance, I might go and train the SAS as a PT, physical trainer. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
You're so cool, Jag.
Mate.
And with a name like Jag, you have to train the military because isn't there a television show with someone called Jag?
Yeah, it's about lawyers. Navy lawyers.
Navy lawyers. Yeah. Not so cool.
Yeah.
Not so cool. Right, we're running out of time here, so we have to do some shameless promotion.
Cheeky plug.
Shameless promotion. Now, I understand that just in respect of your publicity people, you were given a brief. Have we covered everything?
No, this is all natural.
Yeah. So that's what we like at Kick-Arts. We're all about the people.
Yeah.
But is there anything you want to add, any of you, about your productions? Why should people go and see? First of all, why should people go and see Morris G's Under the Mountain, adapted by Pippa Hall, starring Richie and Katrina as the Redhead Twins?
Well, it's the first, live production of it, and I think, it's very well known. If you've seen the book or the movie or the television series, you should absolutely come along. There's going to be some live magic happening.
Cool. Mm. Are you cutting people in half or anything like that?
Close.
We're not going to give it away.
No.
But there's live magic.
What is the thing you've enjoyed most so far about the process? Katrina.
Just the company is amazing. Like, the company of people who are working on this is incredible. Every day when I go to work, it's amazing to walk into that room. So I think the joy and the play that is going on up in there will be super transparent and will translate so well into our work.
And you're not looking out the window at the dancers across the hall?
No, I'm looking right next to me.
The dancers on the floor.
And I dance with them. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
So you get to dance, your dream is
really... Well,
she gets told to get back on the box.
We sort of just muck in and, we all make the work together, all of the parts, so it's great.
Mm. And there's a bit of Zumba in the show, to do a bit of, we're doing that most mornings, a bit of Zumba up and down the rehearsal room.
So is that to warm up?
Yeah, to warm up, but it's also,
it's also just Auntie Nolene's favourite activity.
Yeah, right. It's a character thing, so, and I think it happens in the...
Do you like Zumba?
Love it.
It's fun.
Is that where you get as close to people as possible and hit them? Is that what Zumba is?
It's not that one. No.
Oh. Richie, what's your favourite thing out of the show?
I don't say exactly the same thing as Katrina, but for me it's the people as well. It's the cast. It's an amazing cast, amazing production crew.
So just tell us who's in the cast again.
So we've got Nicola Kawana.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Hayden, so Nicola Kawan is playing our Auntie Nolene. Peter Hayden is Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We have Simon Mead and Joe Witkowski.
Witkowski.
There you go. And
she's been working on it, I can tell.
Yeah. They are the amazing Swedish twins. And then we've got our three dancers are...
Daniel, Milana and Jesse. And then also...
Kimor.
Yeah,
Kimor Holton as well.
We didn't forget you, bro.
We didn't forget you, Kimor.
What's Kimor doing?
He's our cousin.
Oh, your cousin.
He's our cousin.
You didn't feed him. You talked about his extensive list of things he owns.
Oh, yeah, he's already been talked about.
It's also Auckland... It's also the 25th year celebration for Auckland Theatre Company.
Wow.
And I think... Are we the second show for the year?
I think we're the first.
No, I think it's second, but I don't know. No, anyway, second or first show for them for their sort of anniversary year. So it's always cool.
Does that feel good being part of the 25 years of history of Auckland Theatre?
Yeah, for me as well, the new ASB Waterfront Theatre is super exciting to go down and work on. Like, I went there to watch Red Speedo last year, and they've got such an amazing space there. That Waterfront Theatre is, yeah, state of the art, so I'm super excited to work there as well. We should probably say when it is.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah?
The 7th to the 21st of February.
That's right.
Yeah.
With a potential extension.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so if, buy you tickets.
Know, if people are... Well,
please
do come
on.
Yeah, come on.
When do we buy tickets? Oh,
yeah.
ATC.co.nz, I think that's it.
So if you've got an ATC, just Google Auckland Theatre Company and it'll come up, and it's on the thing. And there's a lovely picture of the two of you with red hair. And I think that's pretty cool. So
also,
like,
if you're just like taking public transport, just look out the window. Yeah, and you might see a neighbouring bus with our faces on it or something.
Oh, no. Are you on the back of buses?
Yeah.
Not just the back. I'm pretty sure we've been promoted to the side.
Have you seen yourselves on a bus yet?
I've only been seen... Oh, yes, one time I was on the bus and a bus pulled up next to me and I looked down and there were our faces.
Did you take a photo?
No.
Surely selfie.
I don't know. But I do get photos from people being like, why am I following you right now? And I'm on the back of that bus or whatever, and Katrina.
So, 7th of February is the opening night. You guys, it should be great.
I think I was going to say, that's a preview, isn't it?
The 7th and 8th are previews, and the opening is the 9th.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, and tickets, Auckland Theatre Company. Just Google.
Whoa, so, that's big.
Hey, the bus.
Mm.
Right.
Mind in the gutter, Richard.
No, it wasn't. It was not. God, you made me blush. Okay, it's not exactly what I was thinking. I'm not going to go into it. I just, shameless promotion time for Wired. This is a premiere of a work that's been in development for 4 years.
20 years?
Since 2014. I was crossing my references. It's got a bit of trimming. It's got a bit of eking. And it's got 8 amazing dancers and 3 amazing choreographers.
Yeah, it's an amazing collaboration.
So who are your other dancers who are working with you?
So we've got Li'i Tapu. CC, what's her last name?
CC.
Okay, I'm just going to go first names. So we've got Lee, CC, Tans, Claire, Powerful, Rose, myself, Aaron, and Ollie.
Aaron, who's a circus.
Yeah. Ollie's recent grad from UniTech.
He graduated at the end of last year and got offered a place.
He was seconding when he did the first week, and boom, in the show.
Boom, in the show.
He was supposed to go to Taiwan.
Yeah.
And they said, don't go. And he said, okay.
Oh,
awesome. Great. There you go.
Another straight out of dance school. Good.
Mm. Yeah, it's an amazing cast.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And that is why you should see the show and the choreographers.
Choreographers, who are?
We have Tane Mete and Ty Royal, who are... Okadeka. And then they're collaborating with Sarah Foster Sproul, who is awesome, and also the 2017 New Zealand Choreographic Fellow. So she...
Amazing body of work.
Amazing body of work. Mm. She has a company called Foster Group.
Yeah.
Shameless plug there. Our dramaturg.
That's Foster Group in this show.
Yeah. Her husband, Andrew Foster, is our dramaturg.
Yeah.
He's been doing some awesome work in the last... couple of weeks on some theatre stuff with us, and then Eden, and then Tanya Carlson's doing our costumes.
They're cool. They're really cool.
They are cool.
And your designer?
John Wright.
Oh, John,
just the best man in the world.
Almighty John.
He's so just kick ass.
So good.
Kick ass on kick ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
there it is.
But yeah, that's, I think, I would definitely say the draw card is, well, I mean, first of all, the cast is like the dancers. You've got Claire O'Neill, who's, you know, huge body of work, choreographer, has been dancing for years, amazing performer. You've got these fresh people straight out of school, and then you've got everyone in between.
And you've got a pointy puppy. That's you. You used to be one, remember?
I was a pointy dog.
A pointy dog.
But pointy puppy, context, Richard's daughter, Molly, is going to be a pointy puppy soon.
I'll be the one pushing around the door.
Yeah, you'll be.
I can do the split.
But yeah, the cast, amazing. Choreographer's amazing. And giant cube, which may or may not have motors.
And there are only 5 performances of this.
Yeah, for now. I mean, you never know what's going to happen later.
This is the premiere season.
This is the premiere season.
5 performances. Mm. 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th.
Mm.
7:30 at Q Theatre. And 4 o'clock on the Sunday.
Mm.
Yeah.
Circus, people. Dance, music.
Yeah.
Amazing. You're doing drama. You're doing a bloody good job.
Thank you. This is the Rose Redemption from my.
I'm gonna get a ticket to every single night.
I really am trying to redeem myself.
You're doing a great job. So your favorite so far? Your favorite part of the process for you, Rose?
Oh, favorite part of the process. I think getting the cube was pretty awesome. Like getting the top of it and starting to climb and do something really different. I also really enjoy the moment where we've kind of picked up the pace this week after the Christmas holidays and started
and
to
the
find
beer and
we've dropped the beer, we've yeah. picked up the pace yeah. and we're eking, trimming and we've got this great, actually my favourite part of the show is this great section we've got called Celebration Dance, which is just friggin' awesome, and it's just high energy and
party time.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
You don't get people up from the audience, though, do you?
No public participation.
I'll go then.
As of yet. It is in the round, though, which is awesome. Yeah. That's something to mention. Like, dance in the round, that's quite full on because not only it's just everything has to be
round.
360. Oh, interesting.
Okay. Interesting. Mm. Dynamic.
Yeah.
Your favourite part of the process, Jag? Apart from the eking and trimming?
I always love performing. It's a totally different thing. Just getting on stage and
hasn't happened yet.
The best is yet to come. Yeah, that's a good way to think about everything, I suppose.
Yeah. Another life saying for you, Jack.
I'm full of wisdom tonight.
You are. You're like a sage. I reckon it's the homeschooling.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the tree climbing.
Capoeira.
Capoeira. I'm actually interested in trying capoeira. I like the idea of getting really close to people and not hitting them.
That could be a whole new way
to make friends.
You get a great outfit as well.
Great outfit.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Like high-waisted white plastic pants with like white cool with belt. Like red and green and yellow stripes on
Ooh,
the side.
I've been put off. All of a sudden I'm going to stick to my lava.
I'll bring them.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Hey, look. Thank you so much, the four of you. It's been an amusing, funny, interesting show. I've really enjoyed myself for my first show of 2018. So I'll be away again next week because we'll have my lovely co-host, Georgia, will be back again doing the show by herself because I'm going to be up north in Taupo Bay at this time next Sunday, probably just heading back from the beach.
How tough.
Mm. I know, I'm best man at a wedding. It's going to be hard. I haven't written a speech yet. So, you know, I've got to write a 20-minute speech.
20 minutes.
I'm joking.
Okay, I was going to say is too long.
It's for
you fill an hour and a half, nice and easy.
I know.
So
I have good guests.
20 minutes will be nothing.
So good luck, Wired.
Thank you.
I want to come and see. I'm going to see both these shows. They sound fantastic. Good way to start the year. There's some fantastic arts going. Katrina, you were going to say something. I could see.
Do we get to end on a groovy tune?
We do. We get to groove. Finish. Sorry, we ran out of time from you.
I said
there'll be plenty of time, but we do get this. This is a groovy tune that we get to end on. And this is the Kick Arts outro.
Thank you
for having us.
Recorded by the great Paul Fruin for us 5 years ago. This is our sixth year on the air here at Kick Arts. You can download the show 5 minutes after we go off the air, off our Facebook page or off the Kick Arts or Planet FM website. And, you know, if you like the show, you can share it with your friends. Just send them the link. And if you didn't like the show, you can share it with your enemies. And they won't know why you're sharing a radio show. Hey guys, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Go and have a great week, great seasons, and we'll see you next week. Go out this week, people, and kick some ass.